I'm complicating the matter further, but deliberately, because it will give the experience of what intuitive knowledge is like. First of all, I said you cannot think without thinking of space and time. Secondly, I said that the moment you think of space, the concept of infinity becomes implicitly present. The moment you think of time, the concept of eternity becomes implicitly present. Now I go one step farther and say that the very concept of infinity implies something more than infinity, something that is beyond infinity. The moment you think of eternity, you think of something more than eternity. The very concept is such, you can't hold that concept without there being something more than infinity and more than eternity. Once again, I'm not trying now to draw out your process of thinking so as to arrive at this conclusion immediately. But let me take only one small example. All time is duration. You will at once see that all time is duration. You cannot think of time if there was no duration. All duration means succession of moments. Without succession, there is no duration. If there is succession, it must be divisible. All succession implies divisibility. If there is a duration of 5 minutes, 5 minutes are divisible into 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes are divisible into 1.25 minutes. And then you go on and on. And you really come to the conclusion that this division can never end. Half of half always remains. And that half can be further divided into another half, and that can be divided into another half. So unless there was something which was not divisible, this whole process cannot exist. If you can always go on dividing, 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 it does not end anywhere. Therefore, it follows there must be something which is not divisible. Then only it can end. But that which is not divisible is not duration. Because all duration is divisible. So you must arrive at a point which is not divisible. That which is not divisible is not duration. It is beyond time. All time is duration. And we could see now that that time could not flow until you posit something which is not a duration. That which is not duration is something beyond time. So the very concept of time implies something that is beyond time. So you arrive at a concept of what is called the timeless. Now these are all intuitive concepts. You don't need to go out in the world. You just by examining your very mental consciousness, ordinary process of thinking, you arrive at this conclusion. In all this, arriving this conclusion, you at once see, you will have noticed that although I have used arguments, or I seem to be arguing, but actually there is no argument in it. What I am trying to say is only, I am just opening the eyes to see. I say first of all, I repeat now the whole argument, or so-called argument. Anything that you think implies the concept of space and time. It is impossible to think without space and time being present in your thought. Space and time implies the concept of infinity and the concept of eternity. And this concept, when analyzed, in terms of time as we saw just now, all time is duration. All duration is divisible. And this divisibility is endless. If it is endless, it could have never started. Before starting, it must cross half. It could have never started. Therefore, there must be something which is indivisible. That which is indivisible cannot be duration. Therefore, it must be beyond time. This is the whole concept that you arrive at. You perceive that there is a timeless, on whose basic bedrock the time can flow. These are basic concepts of intellectual intuitions. In the very operation of intellect, they are present. Even though now we come to know by this explicit argumentation, but you will see that they were already embedded in your consciousness, and this kind of an exercise that we did now only brings out what is already embedded in your consciousness. It is seen to be present, implicit in your consciousness. Therefore you might say, consciousness is nothing but the concept of the timeless and time, timeless and eternity. Your consciousness itself can be defined as this, the concept of timeless and eternity. The concept of the spaceless and infinity. This is one of the best definitions of consciousness itself. What does consciousness consist of? We normally think that consciousness consists of our awareness of this thing or that thing or that thing. Or at the most, it consists of the consciousness of our being, of our existence. I exist. Then we see that this I exist can be expanded into larger and larger domains of existence until all is included in it. When all is included, you arrive at the concept of space and time. When you arrive at the idea of space and time, you arrive at eternity and infinity. And when you arrive at this, you arrive at the timeless and the spaceless. All these are the implications of consciousness. So consciousness can be defined as a concept or intuitions of the timeless, spaceless, time, infinity. Now, when the intuitive mind operates, then these concepts are consciously present. At present, they are not consciously present. We need to do all this exercise to become aware of them. But in the intuitive mind, these are automatically present. we normally cannot hold these ideas constantly present. But to be able to hold these ideas constantly present, the best method would be, this is one of the proposals, that if you can silence your mind, if the mind becomes silent, then all that is implied in your consciousness becomes explicit, comes into the forefront. Because what is it that is preventing these implicit concepts from coming into the forefront? It is the riot of our mind. The mind is constantly whirling round and round and round and round. As a result, the implicit concepts of consciousness are not able to come into the forefront. If the mind is silenced, then you will constantly live in the intuitions of eternity, spaceless, timeless. You will constantly live in that consciousness. But there is a second method also, because to silence the mind is a very difficult task. If you can, and this is the method of bhakti, the method of silencing the mind is usually associated with the path of knowledge, jnana yoga. But if you have